Hi, this is Robin's dad, Jim O'Neill, and you're listening to Back Issues of Me Reading Stuff.
Hey guys, I'm Robin. What's your name? Wonderful. Nice to meet you. That's a beautiful name. Well, listen, I'm Robin. This is Me Reading Stuff, my podcast. I'm a little late getting started, a lot late getting started today, and I apologize. I just straight up had no clue what day of the week it was. That's what happened. That's my excuse. That's my very real excuse. Could have been Monday. Could have been Sunday. Could have been January. Could have been July. Just no clue. It was one of those days where, I don't know, I'm lost. I'm lost in this world and loving it. Just kidding. I'm not loving it, but I am lost. I'm lost, but I have purpose. So that feels good. Lucky me. Okay, so I read Ann Boyer. I don't think I've gotten bigger responses from anything I've read. I don't think, anyway, other than Ann Boyer. That's what I've gotten the most emails and messages about, and I'm not surprised at all. So I read from Ann Boyer's Garments Against Women, I don't know how long ago, about a month ago or something, after seeing her read. By the way, you can buy this book from Asata Press. I'll put the link in the podcast summary, so that won't be an issue. It's only $18, I think. So, and I think everyone needs it on their bookshelves, no matter what. I really, really do. I'm not going to get it. Last time I went on a rampage about how much I felt that way, and I won't do that again. I'm going to read. And so anyway, it encouraged me to want to read to you more. I don't know if you've thought about this a lot. I'm sure you have. I think that I've always noticed that, you know, for instance, my brother and me, we had pretty much identical upbringings, obviously. He's my only sibling. He's 3 years younger. And yet we react to the world so differently. You know, we just, I understand we're two different people, but I'm just interested in how one event that two people experience identically affect those two different people in such dichotomous ways. I see that in all instances, even in small things. You know, one evening with someone out and about in the world, and then the drive home, and we just basically lived two different existences in two different worlds. Well, anyway, I think that I've never read anyone describe that state better. It's not a state. Well, let me just read to you and you'll know what I mean. I can't tell you how much this meant to me when I first read it. All right. This is a book of prose poems, if you hadn't heard the first episode of me reading Ann Boyer. And this is from the section titled At Least Two Types of People. There are at least two types of people. The first for whom the ordinary worldliness is easy. The regular social routines and material cares are nothing too external to them and easily absorbed. They are not alien from the creation and maintenance of the world, and the world does not treat them as alien, and also from them, the efforts toward the world, and to them, the fulfillment of the world's moderate desires flow. They are effortless at eating, moving, arranging their arms as they sit or stand, being hired, being paid, cleaning up, spending, playing, mating. They are in an ease and comfort. The world is for the world and for them. Then there are those over whom the events and opportunities of the everyday world wash over. There is rarely, in the second type, any easy kind of absorption. There is only a visible evidence of having been made of a different substance, one that repels. Also from them, it is almost impossible to give to the world what it will welcome or reward. For how does this second type hold their arms across their chest, behind their back? And how do they find food to eat and then prepare this food? And how do they receive a check or endorse it? And what also of the difficulties of love or being loved, its expansiveness, the way it is used for markets and indentured moods? And what is this second substance? And how does it come to have as one of its qualities the resistance of the world as it is? And also, what is the person made of the second substance? Is this a human or more or less than one? Where is the true impermeable community of the second human whose arms do not easily arrange themselves and for whom the salaries and weddings and garages do not come? These are, perhaps, not two sorts of persons, but two kinds of fortune. The first is soft and regular. The second is a baffled kind and magnetic only to the second substance, and made itself out of a different second substance, and having, in its end, a second and almost blank-faced reward. Wow. Actually, I have the words wow written next to every single paragraph in there. Just yesterday, I noticed how proud I was of myself for simply going and picking up my prescription at the pharmacy. And I was like, wow, a simple chore shouldn't make me feel that good about myself, if that tells you which type of person I might be. I shouldn't laugh at it. It sucks. But I guess there is some reward to it. It would be nice to have things be easier, though, wouldn't it? All right. Switching gears, I'm going to let you take that in. I recommend hitting pause, listening again, thinking about that. Email me if you want to talk about it. Although I am in an email crisis again, so I probably won't get back to you. Sorry, I will. It'll just take a while. Okay, I have a thank you to give to someone named Full-Sized iTunes Reviews. You know I need them. You know I love them. I need your love. I need your support. And Full-Sized came in for the kill. She relates to me. She doesn't like parties either. She loves Cool Touch Kleenexes too. We have a lot in common, and she gave me a wonderful 5-star review. Full-Sized, thank you so much. I really can't tell you how much that meant to me. I loved reading that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If anyone else has anything to say about this podcast or the contents of the podcast or the personality of the host of the podcast, feel free to get on iTunes and give me a review. I'd prefer a 5-star. Thank you very much. If you'd like to tell me what you think in another format, come fuck with me on Instagram and Twitter. I am Robyn _Oneil. Sadly, I am on Facebook now, but I hate it with such a passion. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get off it any second now. So that was short-lived. It was nice while it lasted, but that is not my preferred social media. And I do really greatly enjoy Instagram and Twitter, as I'm sure you can tell if you follow me on there or if we're friends on there. I hope you know when I sign off and I say that I want you to take care of yourself and to be good to yourself, that I hope it's clear that I mean that genuinely, and that I understand how hard it is to do so and how much work it takes. I'm right there with you all. I wish you all everything you could dream of. But for starters, I guess how about let's just have a nice day, or let's just get through it in one piece. That too is a glorious accomplishment, getting through a day. But I'd rather it be accompanied by something remarkable for all of you. I love you guys very much. Take care of yourselves.